ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, Text Number 1. Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi,
Jayasi,
Chet,
Chet,
Karmanaste,
Karmanaste,
Mata,
Mata,
Budhir,
Budhir,
Janardana,
Janardana,
Tatkim,
Tatkim,
Karmani,
Karmani,
Gore,
Gore,
Mam,
Mam,
Niyojayasi,
Niyojayasi,
Keshava,
Keshava,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chet Karma Nas, Karma Naste,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Kore, Tat,
Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Mam Niyojasi Keshava, Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chet Karma Manaste,
Jayasi Chet Karma Manaste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Kore, Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava.
Hasta aquí, Chen.
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chetka Manaste,
Jayasi Chetka Manaste,
Mata Budhir Janardana, Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Mam
Niyojayasi Keshava, Archana.
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Kore, Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Tatkim Karmani Kore,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava,
Mam Niyojayasi Keshava, Arjuna Uvacha, Jayasi Chet Karma Naste,
Mata Budhir Janardana,
Mata Tat kim karmani gore.
Mam
niyo jayasi keshava. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna
said.
Arjuna
said. Jayasi.
Jayasi.
Better.
Better.
Chet.
Chet.
If.
If.
Karmana.
Karmana.
Then fruitive action.
Then fruitive action.
Te.
Te.
By you.
By you.
Mata.
Mata.
Is considered.
Is considered.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Janardana.
Janardana.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Tat.
Tat.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Kim.
Kim.
Why.
Why.
Karmani.
Karmani.
In action.
In action.
Gore.
Gore.
Ghastly.
Ghastly.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Me.
Niyojayasi.
Niyojayasi.
You are engaging.
You are engaging.
Keshava.
Keshava.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Translation. Arjuna said, O Janardhan, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work? Kampleya?
Kampleya, O Janardhan, O Janardhan, O Keshava, Tamai Praong Song Pratana, Haika Vita Bausu, Nay Song Pratana, Version Ni, Ha.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has very elaborately described the constitution of the soul in the previous chapter, with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material greed. And the path of realization has been recommended, Buddhi Yoga or Krishna Consciousness. Sometimes Krishna Consciousness is misunderstood to be inertia, and one with such a misunderstanding often withdraws to a secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. But without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place. Where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Arjuna also thought of Krishna consciousness, or Buddhi Yoga, or intelligence in spiritual advancement of knowledge as something like retirement from active life and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna elaborately explained Karma Yoga, or work in Krishna consciousness, in this third chapter.
ที่จะทรงมรณะก็หาให้สนิทของพระองค์ให้ออกจากความทุกข์แห่งความทุกข์ทางวัตถุและได้แนะนำวิธีแห่งการพิจารณาแห่งการรู้แจ้งตนเองโดยบุดดิโยคะหรือคริสต์นาติสัมเนธบางครั้งมีคนผู้เข้าใจผิดว่าคริสต์นาติสัมเนธหมายถึงความเชื่อช้าเหยียดค้านผู้ที่เข้าใจผิดเช่นนี้จะ หลีกตัวไปอยู่ตามลำพังสวดมนต์ภาวนาพระนามอันศักดิ์สิทธิ์ของพระองค์เจ้าคริสนาเพื่อให้มีคริสนาที่สำเร็จโดยสมบูรณ์ถ้าหากว่าไม่ได้รับการฝึกฝนในปรัชญาแห่งคริสนาที่สำเร็จแล้ว ไม่แนะนำให้ไปสวดภาวนาพระนามอันศักดิ์สิทธิ์ของพระเจ้าโดยลำพังซึ่งอาจได้รับการสรรเสริญเยินยอจากประชาชนผู้ผ่านซื่อองค์อาร์จุนะทรงคิดเช่นเดียวกันว่าคริสต์นาติสัมเนหรือบุตติโยคะหรือการใช้สติปัญญาในความเจริญก้าวหน้าในความรู้แจ้งทิพย์เป็นเสมือนการเกษียณจากชีวิตการทำงานและไปบำเพ็ญเพียรอย่างเคร่งครัดและสมถะในที่โดดเดี่ยวหรืออีกในหนึ่งองค์อาร์จุนะปรารถนาที่จะเลี่ยงการต่อสู้และใช้ความชำนาญอ้างเอาคริสต์นาติสัมเนมาเป็นข้อแก้ตัวแต่ในฐานะที่เป็นศิษย์ผู้มีความจริงใจพระองค์ทรงวางปัญหาลงต่อหน้าพระอาจารย์และทรงถามองค์อาร์จุนะองค์คริสต์นาว่าควรปฏิบัติอย่างไรจึงจะดีที่สุดในการตอบคำถามนี้องค์พระองค์เจ้าคริสต์นาทรงอธิบายคารมโยคะหรือการทำงานในคริสต์นาติสัมเนอย่างละเอียดในบทที่3นี
้ Now we chant the prayers at the beginning of the book. Om Magyana Timirandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chachurumilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakanamayam Jajati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Satevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamsya Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Paye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Arjuna is asking a question to Krishna. He wants to know why you want me to fight when you think intelligence is better than fruit of work. In the second chapter, Krishna had encouraged Arjuna to do Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi means intelligence.
Buddhi means panya.
And yoga means to link with the Supreme. So Buddhi Yoga means to use your intelligence to connect with the Supreme.
การใช้ปัญญาเพื่อเชื่อมความสัมพันธ์ระหว่างเรา
So Arjuna is thinking, Bodhi Yoga means that we should go away from the world, we should go into seclusion, isolation. Arjuna is thinking that Bodhi Yoga means just give up any connection with this world, go to the forest, live in the forest, and just chant mantra, just read books. Some people think this is very spiritual, to go away from the world.
บางคนคนส่วนใหญ่เนี่ยก็จะคิดว่าการที่ออกไปอิงสลายมันเป็นการดีมากเพื่อการพัฒนาในชีว
ิต We see Buddhist monks in Thailand. They also like to go to the mountain or to the forest.
เราสามารถเห็นพระสงฆ์ของในประเทศไทยก็จะมีพระสงฆ์ที่ชอบออกจากบ้านแล้วก็ไปอยู่บนภูเขาไปเนี่ย
Even in Christianity, many Christians they also.Go away from the world and they will live in the forest somewhere. They will live just on their own and they will just absorb themselves in prayer. So,Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight. So Arjuna cannot understand why Krishna wants him to fight. Because Arjuna is thinking Bodhi Yoga means not to fight, not to do anything.
บุตรที่โยคะในหมายถึงไม่ต้องต่อสู้หรือไม่ต้องทำงาน
Arjuna is he has not understood Krishna's message
ตรงนี้แล้วก็ Arjuna ก็ยังไม่เข้าใจสารที่ Krishna ได้มอบ
So he is asking Krishna that you want me to do Bodhi Yoga but why you still want me to fight
ทีนี้ Arjuna ก็เลยถามว่าพระองค์ทรงอยากให้ข้าพเจ้าปฏิบัติบุตรที่โยคะใช่ไหม
So Arjuna thinks Krishna wants him to go, just give up that, not to fight, just to go and meditate, just to go and chant and be on his own. But Krishna wants Arjuna to fight and at the same time to do Bodhi Yoga. Because Bodhi Yoga means do your duty and not be attached to the result. It means working with proper knowledge.Some people think should not be attached to the result, so they think we shouldn't do any work. But Krishna says you should work and don't be attached to the result. Give the result to someone else.
เธอต้องทำงานแต่ว่าไม่ต้องยึดติดกับผลของงานยกผลของงานให้กับใครบางคน
Who should you give the result to?
แล้วใครล่ะที่เราจะยกผลของงานให้
Who will you give the result to?
To Krishna.
To Krishna, yeah. Yeah, I have to give the result to Krishna.
แล้วเราต้องยกผลของงานให้กับ
So this is better than giving up work. If you do your work for Krishna, give the result to Krishna. This is better than giving up the work. Krishna doesn't want Arjuna to give up his work. Because he knows Arjuna's nature is to work. Just like if we ask any of you, you know, okay, don't do anything, you know, then after some time you will be bored. Maybe for a week or two, okay, very nice, no work, I can just take it easy, just relax. But then after a while, then you will think, no, it's just, I want to do something. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you cannot give up work. We are forced to work because the material nature, the modes of nature, force us to work. Even if you have no job, even if you have lots of money, you don't need to work, but still you'll find something to do. Yeah, we see rich people who have lots of money, they don't need to work, but they find some charity, they like to go and do something to help others. Just like the king of Thailand, he doesn't need to do anything, but you see so many pictures of him, he's going to the poor, he's doing so many things. So nature, everyone has their own nature, and some people work in the mode of goodness, some people work in the mode of passion, and some work in the mode of ignorance. Work in the mode of goodness conditions one to happiness. Work in the mode of passion conditions one to desires, activity. And usually end in distress. And work in the mode of ignorance is distress from beginning to end. So everyone is forced to act by the material nature. We cannot give up work. We have to learn to connect our work to the service of Krishna. Then the work becomes yoga. That does not mean you have to give up your work, but it means you have to change your consciousness. You know, whatever job you're doing, somebody's studying, somebody's working, we have to do it for Krishna. If we do it for our own pleasure, to get result so we can enjoy, that is material. That is called fruitive activity. it's in the purport, in the verse. It says without. It says in the translation, if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work. So, fruitive work means we work to enjoy the fruit. Just like maybe you study, the fruit of your work is you get a degree. Or if you have a job, the fruit of your work is the paycheck you get at the end of the month. Yeah, we feel happy when we get these things, right? Everyone's happy on the payday. People are happy when they graduate. We enjoy the fruit. So, Krishna has told Arjuna that intelligence is better than fruit of work. What is wrong with fruit of work? Fruitive work binds us to the material world. We become attached to the material things. Just like material education makes us think more, I am this body. We think, I am BA, I am MBA, I am PhD, I am professor. You know, this is all identifying with the body. So this body is the dress of the self. Krishna has been teaching Arjuna, you're not the body, you're the soul. But material education makes us think, I am the body. So material education is all based on the body. The body means senses. It's all how to make this body happy. But this body is not, it won't be happy for very long. Because the body suffers miseries, old age, disease, death. There are miseries in the material world. They just had a big earthquake in Japan. People were thinking Japan is a modern country, people have a good life there. So many people had gone there to work. But then when there was the earthquake, and then the atomic power station broke, then people run away. They all want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. So this is material life. People go to Japan for happiness and they get stress.
Mm-hmm.
But we all come to this material world for happiness. But we find distress. Miseries of the body and mind. So many disease, so many problems in the mind, stress, headache. Miseries inflicted, miseries which come from other living entities. One Indian lady came to the Lumpini Park yesterday. She was speaking to me. She told me she had a terrible disaster in her life. Disaster. Yeah. She told me last month her son was killed in an accident. He was a young man, only 20 years old. And he was of good health, and he was in going to play golf. He had gone to Hoa Hien to play golf, but he was killed in an accident. Who could think? A young man, 20, healthy, happy, successful, and suddenly die. So this is material life. Material life means there will always be trouble, problems. Because the material body is temporary. We have to understand ourselves as a soul, not as a body. So Krishna wants Arjuna to come to the higher consciousness. Arjuna was thinking, I should not fight because but it's wrong to kill people. Krishna said, no, you cannot kill the soul. The soul is eternal. And the body is going to die anyway one day. If Arjuna doesn't kill them, the body is going to die anyway. Because we are all killed by time. Time is a form of Krishna. Krishna comes in the form of time and it kills everyone. Not kill them, but give up the body, give up one body, take another body. Even in this life, we're giving up one body, taking another body. Before you all had the baby body, now we have the young person's body. Where is your baby body? It is gone. You have a new body. In the same way, in time, the body will change. You'll get another body. So, this body is just the dress. Then you give up one dress, you put on another dress. We're not the body, we're the soul. We're living in the body. So this body is given to us by Krishna. We should use this body for the service of Krishna. Krishna wants Arjuna to use his body in Krishna's service. And Arjuna's service is to fight in the war. Arjuna didn't want to fight. Arjuna is thinking, no, I don't want to fight. This is not good. Many reasons. Arjuna thinking, compassion, should be compassionate. If I fight, I'm not compassionate. But Krishna said, no, you're also compassionate when you fight. Arjuna is thinking, I have to fight my grandfather, Bhishma, my teacher, Drona. But Krishna said, it's okay, if you kill them, they will get a new body. They're old anyway, let them get a new body. And if they're killed on the battlefield, the other soldiers, if they die in the battlefield, then they will go to heaven. And he tells Arjuna, even if you are killed, you can also go to heaven. But if you don't fight, if you don't do your duty, then it's very bad. You have a bad name. People will say you are a coward. Yeah, so you were a coward. You were being a great man by not fighting. But other people will say, no, he was a coward. He was afraid. So in this way Krishna is encouraging, he's going to answer to Arjuna's question. Any question? Arjuna wants to give up work, but Krishna wants him not to give up work, but to give up the result of work. That would be very hard to do in material life. If we say, Astasaki, you go to work and don't be attached to the result, just give the result to us. Yeah, just bring your paycheck to us, we will, don't worry about anything, don't be attached. No, but Krishna wants Arjuna. Do your duty, don't be attached to result. The result is for Krishna. This is karma yoga.
Karma yoga.
Yeah, working without attachment to the result. To do your duty in a detached manner. Yeah, when you work without attachment, you do better. When you're trying hard to do something, you don't do it so well because you're trying so hard. But when you relax and just go, okay, just let me try anyway, then, you know, when you just try to do it freely, naturally, without attachment, then you do better. Many times when you play sports, if you play, you know, football like that, or some running or some, if you're trying hard to win, then you don't do very good. But when you say, oh, and then you can do better. You get the best results when you are detached. So this is karma yoga. We have to be attached to Krishna. The Krishna gives us the ability. If we think I am the doer, then we don't do very good. But if we depend on Krishna, Krishna helps. Krishna does everything very well. Just like when you go in the kitchen, you try to cook, you want to make something really nice, you're trying very hard, it doesn't come out so good. But sometimes you just go there and you just do it and without thinking, and then you get good results. So a devotee depends on Krishna, prays to Krishna. Just like one devotee used to cook the food, cook the prasadam, and all the devotees would say, oh, your cooking is so good, Prabhu, very nice. And the devotee would say, if it's good, then thank Krishna. And if it's not good, then you blame me.
I was talking to Jambakarata Maharaji this morning. She called me and she said, I feel so bad. So I asked her, why you feel so bad, Maharaji? She said, after back from India, I have so much work to do. I don't have any free time. I want to serve people. I want to serve Guru Maharaj, but I don't know what to do now. They don't allow me to go out. So I say, maybe you just, Guru Maharaj is very happy for you, and everyone very happy because everyone knows that you're very sincere and you do so much service. And she said, no, Madhuri, I didn't do anything. I wish I can serve Guru Maharaj. And I say, maybe you can do something. And she said, maybe I can do cookie. And I said, yeah, you can do cookie. If you have free time, anyone loves cookie. And I said, yeah, I think maybe that's the one service I can do for everyone.
Yeah.
So she will do some cookie this Saturday.
Oh, okay, good.
Distribute to everyone.
Yeah, when you go to India and then stay in India so long, then come back, then very hard. Because she has so much freedom in India, and then come back and go to work, no freedom.
She's very happy to be in there.
Yeah. Okay, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.